This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Franchise Tag Day. Also, Quarterback Hand Size Day. We got a lot to cover here. Come on in, stay a while. Check in with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk in a little bit. The whispers, the rumors, the innuendos that have filtered out of the NFL Combine, including, could Tom Brady perhaps come back and play for the Dolphins? Now, once again, that's only a rumor. Our good buddy Rich Eisen was talking about the rumors that he heard at the fact that Philip Rivers was trying to come back last year. I mean, some wild things that have happened and could possibly happen. Get an update on Lamar Jackson. What are the Ravens going to do as they move forward? Do they give him the exclusive franchise tag? Or do they give him a franchise tag that allows him to negotiate with somebody else? And then the Ravens would get 2 first-round draft picks. We'll also look at the Combine and what happened at the Combine, how that will affect the NFL draft coming up. Matt Miller of the Mothership Draft Analyst will join us a little bit later on as well. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter. A lot of great things there. And it comes to you every day at 6 Eastern, Monday through Friday, recapping the show and giving you a heads up on other things happening with the program. Discover Credit Cards, our sponsor this hour. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back, trips, restaurants, doubled. You can learn more, discover.com/match. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app. You can watch for free, and our radio affiliates around the country as well. 877-3DP-SHOW, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, all the great cities that carry this program. Seahawks gave Geno Smith a 3-year deal, and this is a win-win because I looked at Geno Smith and I thought, all right, had a really good year. 17 starts, 30 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, led the league in completion percentage, career backup. And he has revitalized his career in Seattle. And I thought, okay, do something smart and find that kind of middle ground, that safe landing for everybody. And I always go back to a quarterback like Mitchell Trubisky. If Trubisky said to the Bears, pay me $28 million a year, $30 million a year, give me 3 years for $95 million, give me 60 guaranteed, he'd still be there. Now, you might say they're better off with Justin Fields, But I'm just talking about from the quarterbacking standpoint. When you go, hey, I'm next up. I want 45. I want 50. All I want to do is find a safe landing area where I can continue to be a starting quarterback, get great money, life-changing money, without going to a backup role with somebody else. And you know, it feels team-friendly. But Seattle had the leverage here because they could say to Geno, you know, we got a top-five draft pick. We are going to use that on a quarterback. And they might use that on a quarterback because who knows the next time they'll be up in that area of the draft. But for Geno, take the money, get the money, guaranteed money. You can be the starting quarterback for at least two more years. Maybe you're going to outplay the numbers in your contract. Maybe you would get another contract after this. But don't. It's like Daniel Jones with the Giants. Daniel Jones should be looking at that safe, soft landing area, not $45 million a year. Because would I pay that based off one, you know, really good year? No, I wouldn't. Now, do I franchise him and say, all right, let me see you do it again? Even if you gave him the non-exclusive and you paid him $32 million, is somebody going to sign him to a deal and then give you two first-round draft picks for Daniel Jones? I don't think so. Therefore, I'd say to Daniel Jones, we'd still like you to be our starting quarterback, but we don't want to pay you what is commensurate to some of the great quarterbacks in the game. You got to make it a little team-friendly. Now, I'm all for the player getting whatever they can get, but you got to be smart in a situation like this because you don't want to, you know, price yourself out of a starting job. And you're playing in New York. But if you want to bet on yourself, just say, you know, franchise tag me and I'll prove it again. You know, Saquon Barkley. What do you do with Saquon Barkley? Can you sign Daniel Jones and then franchise Saquon Barkley? As much as I like Saquon Barkley, I got to move on from that because of, you know, the value of a running back. I got two good years and two banged up years. Do I want to sign up and go, I'll give you four more years at $50 million? No, because you can find your running back. You can find running backs. And we've seen that the last few years. You know, how many teams have great running backs? They have versatile running backs. But these are some of the decisions, you know, later today. Lamar Jackson, I'm going to be proven right because this has been a mess. And I said this a long time ago. There's something going on here. And, you know, I put a lot of this on the Ravens. Because if the Ravens would have given Lamar Jackson a deal prior to that fifth year, then he'd already be locked up. Now, I understand they probably said, hey, let's have him do it again. Let's see if he can stay healthy. Whatever their logic was, it's going to hurt them because it's going to cost them at some point and, you know, cost them a whole lot more. Because if they had the deal done before Deshaun Watson went to Cleveland, then he would already be signed and it wouldn't be an issue. Now, he might say, how can that guy get that kind of money? But, you know, we'll talk to Florio about this with Lamar Jackson. Like, what are the options here for the Ravens? And are the Ravens willing to put him out there and say, give us two first-round draft picks, and you can have him? Aaron Rodgers' situation. This is all gossip, whisper, innuendo. Although Trey Wingo, our good buddy, used to be at the mothership, per sources, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets had conversations today. While nothing is imminent, Rodgers is open to the idea of going to New York. Okay. Not the person I would expect to be breaking this, but congrats to Trey Wingo. If you got some information there, you put it out there that Aaron Rodgers is open to playing for the Jets. I don't even know what that means. Yeah. Like if I said to Aaron Rodgers, if I'm McAfee today and I'm talking to him, what does open to the Jets mean? Well, at first I'd say, Trey Wingo has this report. Can you confirm this? Are you open to playing in New York?
What is a conversation, Pat? What is open to? What is closed? Like my heart is open, my mind is open.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to give those metaphysical answers.
Yes. And while nothing is imminent, what? I mean, everything is imminent, isn't it? Or is nothing imminent?
Just go close myself off to the vibes.
Yeah. You know, I just think there's a higher source who's going to help me with this. I do.
And I like to take my time with these things.
And Adam Schefter might be the higher source. Source is close to a higher source. Tell me this is what I need to do. It's just a different shade of green that I'm going to wear. I mean, I've had a moment of zen right now, please. Okay. But I'm guessing he'll be on McAfee today. And then, Pat, go ahead and ask that question there. I'm curious what Aaron has to say. Because if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you want to play? Is that what this comes down to? Do you want to play? That's all I want to know. Do you want to play? Just help us with that. If I'm the Packers, just say, Aaron, do you want to play football? Yes or no? Play. I don't deal in yes or no's. I mean, that's absolute, right? I don't do absolute.
I don't do absolutes.
Yeah. Absolute vodka, I do that. But that's only on draft night when you take Jordan Love. Absolute, no. But that's all I want to know. Just help me understand that. Help me understand. Do you want to play football? And if you want to play football, do you want to play for Green Bay or gangrene? Help us help you so then we can all move on with this. And yes, do I get tired of covering it? I do. But my job is to cover it. And we had information, new information with Trey Wingo, and I thought, all right, I'll put it out there. Let you consume that. We'll talk to Florio about that as well. Yes, Paul.
I want to go back to Daniel Jones. I can't tell if he's a very good quarterback or not. He had half as many touchdown passes this year as Geno Smith. 15 touchdowns, 5 picks. Very good ratio. Not great yardage.
Who would you rather have right now?
Forget cost and everything.
Forget cost. Just talent.
It's that close that I'm not sure. Daniel Jones, good runner. But I don't want my quarterback running.
I want a good passer.
Me too. I'm anti-runner.
He can rush for 1,000 yards.
He ran for 700
yes.
and 7 touchdowns.
Yes, he can run for 1,000 yards if you wanted him to.
Can he pass for 4,000?
I don't know that. I don't know that. But do I want him? If I could get him at the numbers I'm getting Geno Smith and I'm in the Giants, I'd be like, yes, that's great for us. But they're not even near that. Daniel Jones is reportedly wanting $45 million a year. I can't do that. I'd give him 32, the non-exclusive franchise tag, and say, do it again for us. And if somebody wants to trade for you and they want to give us 2 first-round picks, yes. All in favor of that, say aye. Aye? Yeah, Paulie.
But it does feel like the Giants overachieved with him. And the fans are like, hey, we're finally competitive. He was what, 9-6 as a starter? They kill for that over there. They've been so bland since Eli left. And I think that's the...
Well, they were bland when Eli was there, too.
They're good, but bland.
But Saquon Barkley had a great year, but do you want to sign him up? Now, granted, it's the most underpaid, important position we have. And, Derrick Henry's going to be out there for somebody if they want him. But do I want to give Saquon Barkley another deal? A 4-year deal? Probably not, unless it's team-friendly. I can't go, you know what? What's Alvin Kamara getting or Christian McCaffrey getting? I mean, you want to get that money, but then I want the team to keep. If I want to stay with New York and I like what's going on here and we're building something, you're a playoff team, then I say, how do we make this work? We together make this work. Instead of, let me get top dollar, and then they're going to move on from you in 2 years. Yeah, Paul.
If you guys were Saquon, would you take less to stay with the Giants? Because he is a star New York athlete. He really is. If you talk about who's the most jerseys you see around with kids, he is a star in this area of the country.
Mm.
And is there any cachet to that? He does seem to get a lot of sponsorships.
Yeah.
Would that not factor in?
I don't think anybody outside of the New York area goes, man, can't wait to watch Saquon Barkley.
I guess that's what
I'm
saying.
When he was in college, yes. Now, no. I don't think he's must-see TV. I think he's a really good player. But I just don't want to spend that kind of money. Yeah, Marv.
I think in this day and age, it really doesn't matter where you are anymore. I think maybe 25, 30 years ago, it really mattered.
Well, the NBA, that's the case. I mean, you can be anywhere. And if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you can be anywhere. I get that. But there are certain places. Like Josh Jacobs is a wonderful running back. But, you know, he's in Vegas, and I don't know if people go, oh, that's right, Josh Jacobs, great running back. You can get lost sometimes. Certain franchises you can get lost. But I think basketball doesn't matter where you play. I think with football as a quarterback, you're always going to stand out. Baseball, it does matter where you are. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it kind of feels like you could be anywhere, but it matters what team you're on at the same time.
No.
You know? I mean, there, like you said, there are teams that for the longest time you could go to Jacksonville to disappear, but now they're probably a little more interesting. You know, so you might get some run there.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
Quick 30-second hypothetical.
Okay.
Because the odds for Saquon Barkley are the top two teams are the Giants and the Bears.
All right.
Would you take 4 years and $50 million to play for the Bears or 4 years and $40 million to play for the Giants? Pretty big pay difference.
I would want to stay with a better team. And it feels like you're building something there. So I'd want to stay with the Giants. Because you're going to go to the Bears. You might not even be the best running back on your team. It might be your quarterback in New York. You don't want to get outrushed by your quarterback. You know, but you talk about free agencies coming up here. And, you know, Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, Joe Mixon in Cincinnati, they could be on their way out. The Vikings cut Eddie Kendricks. The Rams parted ways with Bobby Wagner. Allen Robinson's allowed to seek a trade. Jalen Ramsey could be on the way out. So free agency's just around the corner as well. And how that could affect what teams do in the offseason, how that could affect the draft, we'll have that for you coming up. We'll get to phone calls. We'll settle on a poll question as well. We will talk to Mike Florio coming up next. What would he do if he was Lamar Jackson? Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
He's Mike Florio. He's a busy guy. Pro Football Talk Live co-host precedes us with Chris Sims and contributor to Football Night in America. And he's got a novel out. It's about the mob. It's called Father of Mine, now available. Pre-order hitting bookshelves April 25th. Where'd that come from?
Pandemic, sitting around doing nothing. Pandemic, alcohol, cigars. The Bermuda Triangle of creativity.
That should be the name of the book.
What? The Bermuda Triangle?
Yes. Yeah. Pandemic.
Whatever happened to the Bermuda Triangle? Remember when that was a thing? Like any plane that flew over that area just disappeared. Any boat that went over that. And then we just never heard about it again. The Bermuda Triangle ended up in the Bermuda Triangle.
I think I need to reach out to Kyrie Irving and get his thoughts on the Bermuda Triangle. All right, Mike, we got a busy day here with Franchise Tag Day. Explain the Lamar Jackson situation. What are the options for team and quarterback?
Well, technically, first option is do nothing and let him become a free agent. They're not going to do that. Option two would be the transition tag, which would give them a right to match and no compensation. They're not going to do that. It comes down to the franchise tag. There's two levels. One, it's called the non-exclusive tag. That would result in a $32.4 million one-year contract for Lamar Jackson if he chooses to accept it. But before he accepts it, he'd have the ability to go out and talk to any team he wants as long as they have a first-round pick in 2023. Can't talk to the Dolphins, can't talk to the Saints. Can talk to anybody with a first-round pick in 23 and 24. Could sign an offer sheet. Ravens can match it. And then they finally have a long-term contract with Lamar. Or they can say, thanks, you take him. We'll take your two first-round picks, 2023 and 2024. That's non-exclusive for 32.4. They can go exclusive, meaning he can't talk to anybody. He's under contract with them or no one unless they would trade him. That costs $45 million. And the key is year two, because if you do a two-year franchise tag, non-exclusive, it's $71 million total. If you do two-year exclusive, it's $99 million total. That's why it's such a big decision for the Ravens. They're going to open the door to him possibly leaving at $32 million for this year, or they're going to slam that door shut and commit to $45 million.
Is this all about Deshaun Watson? If Watson doesn't have that deal, is Lamar Jackson signed?
Well, I have a feeling there would be something else just because, and look, I've been on record from the moment Lamar Jackson entered the NFL without an agent. Of all the positions, quarterback needs an agent. You need a great agency that has experience negotiating complicated quarterback contracts. It's one thing to do your original contract because it's all slotted. It's easy. Second contract, tougher. And look, Dan, even if he does a long-term deal with the Ravens today, it doesn't change the fact that he could have had one in August and been paid for all of 2022 based on a higher contract instead of getting $23 million for the full season and now be in year two of that big money deal he turned down. So the Watson thing became kind of that focal point. 5 years fully guaranteed. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. And we'll find out if they go non-exclusive, is there a team out there that is currently that is ready to go 5 years fully guaranteed? Would the Falcons do it? Would the Commanders do it? Yeah, I kind of wonder whether or not they're just kind of lurking in the weeds. Baltimore's close by. Hey, we'll do 5 years fully guaranteed. I'm about to sell the team. I'll give the league office the middle finger on the way out the door. They don't like 5 year fully guaranteed contracts. I'll give him one. So it'll be interesting to see if someone does it, because I think if they can get one of these other teams can get Lamar to sign something other than 5 years fully guaranteed, maybe the Ravens match it. Somebody does a Deshaun Watson deal, could be gone.
Geno Smith, that's a win-win for both sides, I would think. I don't know how much leverage he had. What did you make of Geno and the Seahawks?
Well, I mean, bottom line is if they don't do that deal, they have to use the franchise tag or let him hit the open market. And I don't know what kind of a land rush there would have been for Geno Smith, because it was 1 year. He had those 8 years in the wilderness. I think it's a great stat. He made $17.5 million his entire career before this contract. This new contract pays twice that per year. And a cautionary note, and this is more relevant to the Derek Carr contract because we've seen the real details. That first headline that comes out is almost always got a little BS baked into it. I haven't seen the Geno contract details yet, but 3 years, 105, maybe taking a liberty or two with the truth. Maybe it's a 2 year deal. And look, that's a fascinating wrinkle, Dan, because you got Pete Carroll out there making noise about using the fifth overall pick on a quarterback. Now, either that's just posturing to maybe trade out or it's real. The real details of the Geno Smith contract will show us whether they are making a 3 year commitment. But if what's been reported is accurate, $35 million a year for a guy who was forgotten, that's a damn good payday for him.
I'm confused with the Daniel Jones situation of what he reportedly wants. And if I'm the Giants, I let somebody come and get Daniel Jones and give me two first-round picks for him. That I can't go up to 45, but 32 sounds like a pretty good deal for a guy who's had one really good year. How do you think this plays out?
Yeah, and Dan, when this news broke a couple of weeks ago that he had changed agencies from CAA to Athletes First, I mean, this isn't like he traded in some mom-and-pop operation for a high-end agency. He went from one high-end agency to another. So if CAA didn't get him $45 million a year or more from the Giants, Athletes First isn't going to get it either, yeah. Especially when the Giants have the franchise tag at 32.4. You do it 32.4 this year, see what he does. If he's really good again, tag him again next year at a 20% increase. You're still at $36 million per year for 2 years, not 45. And here's the other side of it. You know, the Kirk Cousins path is two franchise tags, and then you go. Because the third year, it's a 44% raise over the second year. Well, you know what? The Giants could do that with Daniel Jones. Pay him $54 million in 2025, and the average would still be $42 million a year for the 3 years. So why would they ever give him anything close to that? Just go year to year under the franchise tag, and I fully expect that he'll be tagged today. When you get to this stage of the game, Dan, if you're the player, it's better to get tagged because you still have until July 15 to do your long-term deal. Take the tag because the second time you're tagged, you get more money than you would the first time. The third time, they just, in most cases, can't do it. So all these guys who are looking at the tag today, they're better off just getting tagged.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, the show that precedes ours on Peacock. What do you think Aaron Rodgers says today to Pat McAfee about his future?
Well, we are 52 weeks to the day from when Aaron Rodgers announced that he was staying with the Packers. And he said he's not going to hold the Packers hostage. I think he kind of already is in a passive-aggressive fashion because he's like, oh, why does anybody need to know what I'm going to do? Well, because if they're going to trade you, these other teams need to know what they're going to do. The Jets need to know what they're going to do if they're the team that he's going to end up playing for. Dan, I get the impression the Packers are ready to move on. When Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the team, was asked last week about the quarterback situation, he didn't say Aaron's our guy as long as he wants to be here. He said Jordan Love is absolutely ready to start. What's that tell you? They would prefer that he, I believe, choose to move on. Now, if he decides he wants to create chaos and he says, I'm here, you owe me $60 million, I know I don't have a no trade clause, but I'm going to make it clear I don't want to play for anybody else. Who would trade for me if I make it clear I don't want to play for anybody else? Then they got a problem. They're going to have to start him and maybe trade Jordan Love, or I can't imagine they wouldn't play him and pay him $60 million. But it's got to happen soon. After today, he is holding them hostage. He can't say he's not holding them hostage after today because this is basically the anniversary of when he let them know last year he was staying.
But they can't trade him without his permission, even though he has a no-trade clause.
No, he doesn't have a no-trade clause, but who's going to trade for him? I don't think he has a no-trade clause. It doesn't matter to me. Starting quarterback. No one is trading for a starting quarterback that doesn't want to go to that team because you want a guy who's going to show up early, stay late. You don't want a bare minimum guy, even though he's kind of already a bare minimum guy in Green Bay. You don't want a quarterback who doesn't want to be on your team. Any other position, you say, hey, fine, you know what? Just sit at home. We don't care. If you're going to make the investment in a quarterback, he needs to be all in. So that's why I don't care about no trade clause. Like yesterday, Derek Carr got a no trade clause. It doesn't matter. Nobody's trading for that contract if he doesn't want to go to that team.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out All I'd want to know if I'm Green Bay is, Aaron, do you want to play football?
Right.
Help us start right there.
Right.
And then where would you want to play? Because can Green Bay reach out to the Jets, or do they say to Aaron, you are free to, you know, find your passageway to whatever Nirvana is? Start the process.
Well, Trey Wingo reported late last night, early this morning, that Rodgers talked to the Jets yesterday. And that skips the step of Rodgers getting permission to talk to anybody. And you would think last week in Indianapolis, somebody would have caught wind of the fact that the Packers had given Aaron Rodgers permission to talk to other teams. That's a pretty significant story that we in the media business would like to report and make a little money off of, frankly. So it's odd that we go from nothing to he's talking to the Jets. And maybe they did. Maybe they did keep that middle step under wraps. I don't know. But if that report's accurate, he's talking to the Jets, and we'll see what's going to happen. But, Dan, I'm having a hard time, and Sims and I talk about this almost every day. Who really wants this guy right now? And everything that goes along with him, he's taken that heel turn over the past couple of years. He's not going to be as popular. It's not going to be like bringing Brady. And, I mean, you take a Brady number 12 jersey and a Rodgers number 12 jersey with a new team, same team, Brady's going to sell a hell of a lot more of them than Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, if I'm the Jets, I would have gone after Derek Carr. Like, I liked 4 years that I know I'm getting 4 years, as opposed to I'm getting one, and then am I getting another one, and then what goes along with that with Aaron? And obviously, he's a better quarterback, but I got to think about the stability of a young team. Right. You know, somebody who's going to provide leadership. And I do look back at what Derek Carr did with the Raiders on a team that perennially had terrible defenses. And he still, you know, hung in there when they had that year of disaster. He righted the ship. So I would rather have that than I would, you know, Aaron and the potential that he brings along with him.
Hey Dan, you're going to commit to $60 million for this year alone as he walks through the door. And you're going to give the Packers something to get him. And you don't know whether he's going to be there after this year. And, okay, fine, offseason program starts in April. Is he going to show up or not?
Yeah.
Because what have we seen the past couple of years in Green Bay? He doesn't show up.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why he doesn't click with his receivers until November. I mean, I thought the guy was smart. Look at Patrick Mahomes last year. Tyreek Hill's gone. What did he do? He went above and beyond. He took the guys to Texas. He worked with his guys on his own. He sent notes to Andy Reid about what guys do well. Aaron Rodgers, standoffish, aloof, absent. And what happens? These new guys who grew up in awe of Aaron Rodgers didn't get comfortable until November. And they came within a week of making the playoffs. So if he's going to play for the Jets, the Packers, whoever, I need to know this guy is all in. And if I'm the Jets, I'm very concerned about it. And look, Tiki Barber made this point a couple of weeks ago. He knows that New York media market. Aaron Rodgers in the New York media, first press conference, you think they're going to tiptoe around him the way they have in Green Bay for the last 15 years? Hell no. I'm kind of rooting for that because I like a little chaos. But there's a lot, you know, it may feel really good on the way in for Jets fans. It could get rocky quickly.
Rich Eisen was tap dancing yesterday a little bit. He was talking about rumors that he heard at the combine. And Rich knows this, or he should know this, that even if you put out a rumor that you heard, it becomes a report. It doesn't take long for that, where somebody does put it into context. And Rich was saying, hey, you know what? Brady's retired and everybody's moved on. But, you know, this is like bar talk, where he's like, you know what? Dolphins. Tom Brady, wouldn't rule that out. Okay, there's nothing to substantiate that. So how do you deal with a rumor like that?
Well, it's funny, and I don't want to speak out of school, but I spoke to Rich last night because I wanted to make sure I properly couched what he said and what he didn't say.
Look at you
and
being a journalist.
And he was very reticent about, you know, I don't want to do this. I said, dude, I've been doing this for 22 years. It's okay. It actually works. We're trying to set the narratives. We're trying to push the envelope. It's okay. Embrace it. But he was very clear. He's not saying that Brady's telling people he's going to play. He's not doing any of that stuff. He's just passing along things he heard in Indy. And Dan, how can there not be a sense that maybe Brady's going to come back? We've seen it with Favre. We saw it with Brady last year, even though I think he knew damn well he was playing in 2022 when he retired. This year, though, He could pass a lie detector test right now. Are you retired? Yes, I am. Come June, he may feel differently. Come July, he may feel differently. The most telling fact to me, on one of the episodes of his podcast after he retired, Jim Gray said to him, "You once said you would retire when you suck. You don't suck. Why are you retiring?" And he said, "I believed it when I said it." That is a great get out of jail free card. I believed it when I said it. I'm not lying. I mean, George Costanza should have embraced this. I wasn't lying. I believed it when I said it. You can have a lot of power in that statement. So I'm not ready to believe we won't see him.
He is Mike Florio. The new mob novel, Father of Mine, now available for pre-order, hits bookshelves April 25th. Thank you.
$4.99. Oh. Less than a pack of smokes.
Wow.
$4.99.
I love
giving
it.
Them away.
Yeah. Great to talk to you. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dan. See
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. Our good buddy Matt Miller, he's covering the draft for the Mothership, and he writes for ESPN.com, contributes to multiple shows like Get Up and NFL Live. I thought we should have Matt on, see that whatever happened at the Combine, how does that affect the draft, if any. Matt joins us now on the program. So did you see anything that's really going to shake up the draft order here, Matt?
Yeah, Dan, I think anytime you have a quarterback who is 6'4", 244 pounds, runs a 4.43, and then lights up the throwing workout like Florida's Anthony Richardson did, it's going to shake things up. Whether people want to say the combine's overrated or underwear Olympics don't matter, they do. When you with Anthony Richardson, we knew he was athletic. We knew he had a big arm. We knew he was working on improving things like his footwork that was going to make his accuracy better. But I think when you go to the combine and you test as the most athletic quarterback in combine history, that matters. And I do think if you look now at Bryce Young's 5'10 and an 8, and he's the size of a high schooler. Now, he's really good. But when you stand Bryce Young next to Anthony Richardson and you say, which guy am I going to bet my franchise on? I do think it is hard to look at them standing side by side and say, hey, Bryce Young is our guy. And I love Bryce Young. He's my top quarterback in this draft. But at a certain point, size matters. And even I would throw Ohio State C.J. Stroud in there to be 6'3", 215, standing next to a 5'10 and an 8, 204-pound Bryce Young is a completely different world. So I think, you know, the combine definitely helps put things like that in context for me, for people that do a job like mine, and also for NFL teams.
All right, then give me the downside to Anthony Richardson.
54% completion percentage. It's there. And I think, you know, even that number requires some deeper dives. You know, how many were drops? How many were throwaways? How many were, you know, just bad passes from him? And there are quite a few. And so I think the list of first-round quarterbacks under 55% in their careers, like Jake Locker, Ryan Leaf, and Kyle Bowler, like, it's not good. It's not a good list of quarterbacks sub 55% in the first round. So it's diving into that context of Josh Allen was not accurate at Wyoming because his footwork was all over the place and the guys he was throwing to were not very good. And so I think with Richardson, now we're all going back. Myself, NFL teams, we're going back of, okay, he only started 13 games in college. He threw fewer than 400 passes. How much of that accuracy is fixable? How much of it's not fixable? I thought he looked a lot better at the combine, you know, with a stronger foundation in his throwing, to where his feet weren't all over the place. And that's what Josh Allen did. He went from Wyoming to the Senior Bowl. It looked markedly better. From the Senior Bowl to the combine, he almost looks like a different quarterback. Combine to pro day, he proved that it was locked in, that the changes he had made weren't just for one afternoon in Indianapolis, that they were actually a change that he made to his game. Like, Richardson has to do the same thing.
All it takes is one team to fall in love. Give me the team that's going to fall in love with Anthony Richardson.
I mean, the Indianapolis Colts, I think with the structure they have, you've got coaches coming from Indianapolis where you had a ton of success with a quarterback that can beat you with his legs, he can beat you with his arm. And I think you're standing there looking at that player of, hey, there's no one like this in our division, a division that is wide open right now, unless you believe Jacksonville's got something going that they can sustain. So I think Indianapolis is a team that makes a lot of sense. At the number 4 pick, would you rather have Anthony Richardson and all your draft picks, or trade up for Bryce Young and not have a first-round draft pick next year? And I think that becomes an interesting conversation for all these teams, is the difference between Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson, or C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson, is it worth 3 draft picks? And I'm not so sure that it is. I think you might be in a better spot to draft a quarterback at 4 and not have to trade up and get crazy, because you still need a left tackle. You still need another wide receiver. So I think we have a lot of bad teams at the top of this draft that are not in a situation to be giving away their future draft capital.
Yeah, I had an NFL scout tell me that the draft comparison, since we always love to do that, for Anthony Richardson was Dante Culpepper.
Yeah, athletically, that's a good one. It absolutely is. I think people have to remember what Culpepper was coming out of college, too. We're not talking about late career when he couldn't move anymore.
Yeah.
But that early career, I heard Steve McNair comparisons as well.
Okay.
You know, of someone who just beautiful deep ball, great athletic ability. It's going to get fun. It's going to be a fun 8 weeks.
I'm curious about C.J. Stroud. He's sort of the forgotten guy. And if you want to talk an unbelievable performance at the end of the year against Georgia – and it's almost as if, you know, we keep saying about Ohio State quarterbacks, I don't know how good they are. You go back, you know, with Fields and Haskins, you know, down through the list here. Is C.J. Stroud different? And why is he being overlooked when it comes to, we talked about Bryce Young, we talked about Will Levis, Anthony Richardson. We talked about, you know, Stetson Bennett more than than C.J. Stroud. What are we missing here?
We're missing a lot. I think he's the second best quarterback in this draft, and he really might be 1B to Bryce Young's 1A. I mean, like I said, the size is there. His best game, as you mentioned, Dan, was against Georgia, a historically great defense. And he showed all the things that we said he couldn't do. You know, the knock on him at Ohio State for 2 years was, not only does he not run, I mean, there are times he just flat out would not run. It looks like it was something he did not even care to try to do. But then you play Georgia, which is a great defense, and he's running, he's rolling out, he's scrambling, he's making all these plays with his legs and his arm. So I think he showed a part of his game that was there, but just not being used. The same thing happened to Justin Herbert coming out of Oregon. People compared him to Joe Burrow and Tua and said, he doesn't run, he doesn't use his legs. And then you find out that the Oregon staff didn't want him to run and use his legs because he was too valuable. They didn't want him taking, you know, hits that he didn't have to. It makes me think CJ Stroud's going to be a similar situation where once he's in the NFL, he's going to get opened up and do more things. So everyone does. You know, everybody wants to scout the helmet and say Ohio State quarterbacks. You know, Michigan didn't have a great run of quarterbacks before Tom Brady. LSU didn't have a great run of quarterbacks before Joe Burrow. Texas Tech, no, that's Patrick Mahomes. Cliff Kingsbury wasn't great in the NFL. There's always going to be the person that breaks, you know, the cycle. And I do think CJ Stroud has the arm talent. We've seen now the mobility. He definitely has the football IQ. He throws the best ball of any of these quarterbacks. And his workout Saturday night in Indianapolis was one of the better throwing workouts I've ever seen at the combine. I mean, it was a show. As much as Anthony Richardson's, you know, vertical jump and 40 were a show, CJ Stroud's actual throwing of the football was, I think, just impressive.
What are the Bears going to do up top?
And they're telling everybody, well, listen, they'll trade. They'd probably trade you guys the pick right now if you called and offered enough. So offer Fritzy to the Bears. They might trade it. I mean, they want to. I mean, I thought it was really interesting that I woke up Monday morning and Peter King had a piece on the Bears trading and Albert Breer had a piece on the Bears trading. Everybody talked to Ryan Poles in Indianapolis, and he told everyone the same thing. They really want to trade that pick. So whether it's how far back, I think, is the question. This is not a great top end of the draft, especially now with the Jalen Carter situation and all the unknowns that come into play there. If you're Chicago, you can't go back very far because Will Anderson, I think, has to be your target, the pass rusher out of Alabama. They had the fewest sacks of any team in the NFL last year. They have to get someone who can disrupt the quarterback. And especially in a year where there's not a left tackle who will be a top five pick, there's not a wide receiver who will be a top five pick, you really can't get out of that range of Will Anderson. So, I mean, do you trade back to 2-3 with Arizona? I mean, it's going to be – I wouldn't want to get past Arizona because it feels like they would take Will Anderson if he's there.
Always great to talk to you, Matt. Congrats on the success, and we'll check in with you as we lead up to the draft.
All right, thanks, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.